When the Ravens have their home opener Sunday against the Cleveland Browns with a 1 o'clock kickoff, they will see a familiar opponent in the Cleveland Browns, a team that you have now beaten 10 straight times since John Harbaugh arrived. That said, Marshall, two things come to mind. One, there's a psychological edge of domination, and two, you know, the good luck string can't last forever. So how do you balance that? You've been dominant, but look, all strings eventually, the blind squirrel theory, they're going to win one of these, hopefully not this Sunday.
Yeah, well, Coach, you know, Coach told us that last year that that we had beaten them 10 times in a row, and that didn't seem truthful, just because it seems like every time we play Cleveland, I mean, we've blown them out a few times. We play them tough. I mean,
17 points total, the difference in last year's game. So, yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, it's tight. And I'm at Cleveland last year, you know, they had the lead in the fourth quarter. And you know, they're a tough football team. They play us tough. So, we have, you know, we can't take that. Has no bearing on this week's game. You know, it's a new season. It's a new game. So, we understand that, you know, they're coming after us, and they understand we're coming after them. So, you know, we just got to play good fundamental football, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Teams are always changing things strategically. The Browns will have wrinkles, of course. But in the last couple of years, they were a 4-3 defense, four defensive linemen, three linebackers. This year, with a new head coach, Rob Chudzinski, they've gone to a 3-4 defense. Mm-hmm. That impacts nobody more than the offensive line, because all of your assignments change. From a guard position, how much more difficult is a 3-4 to face than a 4-3? Or is it any more difficult,
well,
just
usually,
it's different?
Usually on a 3-4, usually the guards are uncovered. And then we'll be, you know, we'll be working on the linebackers, and the tackles will be covered, obviously. It's just a little bit, things are just a little bit different how they happen. But obviously, week in and week out, we face teams that are 4-3, 3-4, or, you know, a couple in a row, then back to a 3-4. So you're used to it by now of playing enough 3-4. And for a while, their whole division was 3-4 when with Pittsburgh and Cleveland a couple years ago. They were 3-4 like a couple years ago. So you just get used to playing that. And, you know, as a younger player, you will get used to it. And as an experienced player, you just pick it right back up.
This week, you will literally run into an old teammate in Paul Kruger, yep, now a defensive end slash linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. How strange is it to see a guy that you used to see in your uniform on the practice field day in and day out, all of a sudden you see him on the game tape and you realize, I'm going to see him, and I'm going to see him on Sunday?
Yeah, it's definitely it's a weird indicator, weird shock that all of a sudden, that, you know, that's the nature of this business, that, you know, he can do so much for you as a player and a teammate, and then, you know, the business side of football steps in, and then all of a sudden in 1 year that guys are in different spots with different uniforms and just going, you know, and going hard. And that's a reminder to all of us that, you know, it's a one-game season, and this team is this team for 1 year, and then the next year it's going to be completely different. And guys are going to be different. Guys are going to be at different places. So make the most of it and work your butt off.
You see Anquan Boldin show up in San Francisco, and he's in the Niners uniform, and Ed Reed on the sideline of the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Does it increase your resolve and your hope that you can play your entire career with the Ravens, since that is such a rare thing anymore?
It is. I mean, that's a very tough thing to do. You know, just like, Ray Lewis, you know, obviously that's a very rare case where he plays his entire tenure there. But for the most part, like I said, I'm such a simple one year at a time. You know, I can't look too far down the road in this business. So, I mean, I'm just 1 year at a time. I would love to play here the entire time. Who knows if that's going to happen? Who knows with injuries, playing, performance, all that stuff. So you just take, you know, 1 year here is great, and you just keep stacking them and get as many as you can get, because it's a great place to play.
In watching some of the season opening games, I saw Kerry Williams for the Philadelphia Eagles. And in looking at that Eagles offense, I mean, that is a fast-paced sprint offense where linemen are literally sprinting play to play to play to play. Mm-hmm. Do you see that as maybe a game changer as the league evolves? And as an offensive lineman, what are your thoughts on trying to play on an offense that gets 80 snaps a game?
Well, it seems like a lot of teams are trying to do it because it throws defenses off, and it's tough for them to communicate because there's such a fast pace. I guess, I mean, you're probably, as an offense, you're going to get, you know, wore out, but obviously the defense is going to get tired too, and sometimes that helps. But obviously if you're doing that every week, it's going to be tough on your players, you know, physically and, you know, injury-wise. You know, you would think that you would probably have more, but that's just, time will tell. We'll see how, you know, the Eagles do all year long, and obviously New England does a lot of that stuff too, a lot of no-huddle, and we do a lot of the no-huddle, but it seems like that's like a ramped-up version of the no-huddle, and we'll just, you know, we'll get to watch and see how it goes. And obviously this is a lot of a copycat league to where if it's really working, other teams are going to grab it and go, and that's just the way it goes. So
yeah, the no-huddle evolves into the never-huddle.
Exactly, yeah, or the as fast as you can.
You mentioned conditioning, a different type of off-season conditioning for you coming off of shoulder surgery.
Yep.
You had an injury, a torn labrum, which we usually associate with pitchers in Major League Baseball,
yep.
Not offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. How difficult a challenge was that for you to condition? Because typically, that means a lot of lifting and things that you couldn't do in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah. It was a torn rotator cuff, but just Bob, you know, our strength coach, obviously, we had pretty much by week five of the season, we had stuff that I could do and then stuff that, like, I wasn't going to be able to do until I had surgery. So, you know, Bob did a great job of pretty much, you know, he would take me and we would do stuff. You know, if that hurt, I wouldn't do it. He would find something else for me to do in the weight room to try to keep me as strong as I could during the year and just deal with it, because I had to make a decision. You know, it was week, I tore it week two and I played on it for a couple of weeks and it wasn't getting better, and they MRI'd it and they're like, well, you can have surgery and be done for the year, or you've played on it for 2 weeks and you can kind of see how it goes. Well, I didn't want to, you know, I mean, it's tough. So, you know, this league, you got to play through injuries as much as you can. And obviously, I mean, that would have killed me if I would have got injured and sat out last year and not been a part of that, you know. So, I mean, that's where it's one of those things where you got to play through that stuff sometimes. And that was tough. I mean, every game it was a battle and fighting through it. But obviously it was worth it, and I recovered fully. I mean, it was tough. Rotator cuff's tough. It's painful, but it was a good recovery. So I'm happy it all turned out the way it did.
And a good decision considering you got to celebrate.
That would have killed me now. I mean, I would have been happy for everybody, happy for my teammates and stuff, but not be a part of that run, that would have been tough, you know, just because, you know, we work hard. We've been working hard for a lot of years around here to be to get there to that big game and win it. So that was pretty special.
And when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Marshall Yanda, the one guy on this team who literally understands the meaning of the haze in the barn.